setting up my notes, and then we can go. We're good to go.
Yeah. Well, maybe you want to sit and and enjoy your coffee.
So I'm Andy Tower. I'm the creator behind Lady Desert Marcan.
It's absolutely perfect. So if you're working from home and everything must be going on all the time, are you good at keeping your weekends clear? Mm. You're not, are you? Because I'm here.
No, usually, well, I try not to work in the real sense.
Lady Desert Marcan is different because it's
the next day. Mm-hmm. So from Monday,
it was the first perfume from a hobbyist, from somebody who's not coming from industry, to really kind of become a landmark for modern niche selective perfumery.
So it's actually a good question, because it's where, you know, so I'm self-employed, I run a company, I work partly from home. This means that my private life and my professional life is kind of intermingled. This is how you have to work. I mean,
a lot of people think that you being born as a perfumer, and at least for me, this was not the case. I'm a regular guy. I have normal scent memories like everybody else. So in order to be a perfumer, of course, you need to be able to smell. That's something. But basically, it's a brain thing. What you do is you kind of rewire your brain by constantly smelling and thinking about smells. Rewiring the brain in a way that you kind of learn to remember scents, and you learn how scents interact with each other in a perfume formula. So it's like when you start drawing, for instance, you also rewiring your brain. You start to look into the world in a different way. You're looking for light and shadows, or forms and patterns. And in perfumery, it's exactly the same.
Totally. Yeah. And I think for a small brand like mine, it's where you really have kind of like this unity of the creator and the guy who's doing everything. And Instagram page, which is wonderful, you know, all these beautiful pictures. Instagram page. There's not much personal thing going on there, and this is quite different to me. So people, and that's my goal. If people go to my Instagram page, they see there's a real guy behind it all. And
but that's in perfume. That's radical, isn't it?
Radical.
I mean, yeah, they don't like.
I don't really follow the rules of or what some people say are the rules of a marketplace. At the end of the day, if you want to make a living of it, you have to sell them. And there, I really don't follow the market rules. I just do my thing. And people, perfume lovers, they can feel that. They can feel it in my creations. They are different. People can also feel it when they talk to me or when they follow me in the social media. Since the beginning, I was talking about how I do things, how I build the brand, where I stumbled, where I made mistakes. I'm very open about it. And this is quite, it was and it still is quite unusual in a world where everything is, or a lot of things are bling bling, you know, Swarovski's everywhere, and everything is a little bit exaggerated and luxury. And I'm not working in that way, so I'm very down to earth. Becoming a perfumer, a creator of fragrances, is very attractive to a lot of people. And these days it has become easier because access to raw materials has become easier, for instance, or it's easier to buy bottles or packaging, whatever. So I get a lot of questions from people who aspire to start their venture, a brand with perfumes.
And so there you have the next version without label here. I think the label is gone, but that was the second version of the bottle. So I reduced the one of the bottle.
Not everybody can become a perfumer. Can everybody become a good painter or artist doing great drawings? No. You can come a long way by training and by practicing. But I think there are some prerequisites you need. One is age. You need, you know, if you're 20 and you want to create perfumes, you might miss some experiences in your life that I think are important. And it's true also for painters and other artists. You need life experience. That's very important.
So she bought the bottle, and then I talked to her and I thanked her for the compliment, because I was over 40 back then, and I said, "This is actually me." You know,
this is incredible. You've really done everything to the extent that it's a picture of you on the bottle.
Well, I couldn't afford a model, so, and back then they were not, you know, you really had to pay a lot of money to get nice pictures. There weren't that many stock photo, you know, things that you could, yeah. And you know, there's a relation. Here we do the online order packaging, you know, so here's the samples, and then we pack the orders here. It's a small operation, but it's sufficient.
I wasn't messing around in the bathroom, it was happening in the kitchen. And no, I had no idea, you know. It was really like becoming pregnant as a virgin. The first fragrances that I created that were supposed to go to a wider public, I actually made for a store that belongs to a friend of mine, where he sells books and Moroccan stuff from Morocco. And it was just a fun idea. I was unemployed back then. I had a lot of time, and he likes to sell everything, and he sells everything. So I just made this, and I had no aspiration to start a brand originally, but I realized that there's a potential, and I realized, gee, it's actually fun, kind of building a brand. And then I just started, very small, very simple initially.
In a certain way, yes. And I'm paying a price for that, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, a lot of people don't. I mean, even if you're kind of like out there in the social media, and if you talk about yourself or some things that you like and see and, you know, your daily life, I mean, there's still some limits. There should be some limits.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people out there who kind of miss these limits.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. So, you know, people inviting themselves here, like, they're just...
How do you deal with that?
They just come and say, "I wanted to say hello." Well, I usually, it's very easy to deal with them, because they think that this address here is kind of the company address. And when I kind of say...
So I like to read or hear from people what they experience when they smell a fragrance coming from my kitchen. So I meet a lot of clients, I travel a lot, I do events, I talk online with clients or perfume lovers. And I always love these communications, this discussion, that it's not just me talking about scents, you know, me offering something that people can either like or not like.
She bought some and we had a tea together. It's perfect, you know. Yeah. And actually I met a lot of people that way, you know, people, you know, giving me a ring or sending me a message. "I'm in town, do you have time to meet for a drink?" Or, you know, and if I have time, I usually say yes, you know, 30 minutes downtown or whatever. Or sometimes I say, "Come over for dinner," because I don't want to go to town, but we're going to have dinner soon. Some of these really became friends, and it's nice, you know. It's like perfume people are special people, I think, you know. They are... Most of them are really very, I don't know, very warm and passionate. And
yes, I love talking to them, and I talk to them. Mostly it's online. Sometimes I meet them. Sometimes people even come here to my house to visit. And it's always nice to hear stories how people came into perfumes, how they started. A lot of people actually, especially in niche, started with Air de Désert Moroccan. And it's nice to talk about the development, you know, also the development of their taste. I get a lot of mails from people who bought, for instance, a bottle of Air du Désert, who then, after they purchased, share their appreciation and their feelings that they're having. It's interesting because you realize, you're talking basically to a date farmer who produces dates that you might end up buying in the store here. And his life is so different, and yet you are connected. We are living on the same planet. It's communication through the messenger is like life. And there's a limit, like I said. It's not sustainable. There's only so and so much you can do. But, you know, most people actually realize that. They are happy if they can send a mail. When they purchased the bottle, they got a card signed, "Enjoy Andy Tower." Already that makes a lot of people very happy because they can kind of relate to the creator and the story behind it. And so most people actually don't want to talk on a daily basis. Some want to talk on a daily basis. And there you really have to kind of, you know, put a limit. And
what about the ones who aren't? Is there any like bad experiences you've had?
Yes, of course, yes.
But nothing really bad.
Nothing really bad, no. And if, you know, if everything fails, I have a pistol over there in that room, so you know, I used to serve in the Swiss Army.
Oh, you've actually got a pistol in that?
Yes, of course.
Room.
Yes, I do. So I used to serve. To be honest, I don't have ammunition at home, not yet. No, I served in the army, and at least back then it was that when you have done your duty, that was. I think, yeah.
So you have to imagine 12 years ago, you have somebody doing perfumes. I wouldn't call myself a perfumer really, back then at least. So you just have a guy doing perfumes and starting a brand and then really talking about his blog, about building a business, sourcing bottles, finding labels, working with pumps, and the pumps are leaking, and you know, all the stuff. And for people that was like so exciting and so new and so fresh, because it gave them insight into a world which usually was totally obscure, you know. It was hidden behind a wall of artificial roses and weird stories. Back then, 12 years ago, it was really a different world, you know. There were some bloggers, just a few, you know, maybe 10 bloggers, and they were talking about Air du Désert. But because they were just a few, and because they took time to talk about perfume, the attention was higher, or the interest was higher. These days you have so many bloggers, everybody talks about perfume, which means that nobody listens anymore really closely. And you have so many more new launches, new perfumes in niche, in artisanal niche, in selective perfumes, perfumeries. The name of the game has changed, in my opinion, because there is too much of everything. And there's also too much of talking, too much noise about perfume. It has really become very hard. If you are a new brand, a new creator, yes, of course, there will be some talk about your new creation, your new brand for a year maybe, if you're lucky. Everybody will be very excited. And then comes what I call the valley of death, because then your perfumes and your story as a brand are not new anymore. And the next brand, or maybe in the meantime you had 50 new brands coming about, which everybody talks. So either you are smart and you really develop an audience that will continue listening to you because you can also provide an added value to your audience, or you will simply be forgotten in a very short
time. More coffee, huh?
Empty it, and I can make more if you need.
No, that's good, but thank you.
So here's the thing. I'm more or less a one-man show, with some help, of course. But I have 180 or 360 degrees of freedom. And I don't have to worry about a multi-million dollar marketing campaign when I launch a new fragrance. I am not dependent on a particular fragrance success in the market. I can do it knowing that maybe we will just sell a couple of hundred bottles, but it's worth it.
Let me get my cup. How would you recommend, do you just buy a ticket on the tram?
Okay, first I can buy it for you. Here's the thing.
Perfume, a sensory journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, from the 21st of June to the 17th of September.
Which is what I would recommend. Then you can, basically in the entire town, you can use all the buses and all the tramways for 24 hours. You just have to keep the ticket with you.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
I come with you to the tram station, okay? So we can do that. So when you're leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow at like 3 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, that's perfect, because then you can use the ticket for 24 hours.
Perfect. Oh, for 24 hours.
Right.
Okay, amazing.
And you know how to get to the airport
tomorrow? I'm imagining...